Jones. It's not his fault.
Now, we like him. It's not his fault. He is who he is.
Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Are there any names out there, anybody that you sort of know behind the scenes who've been really itching to buy an NBA team?
All I can say is I have not heard the Fenway Sports Group mentioned yet as a potential owner. But I do believe this process is set to move relatively quickly. And you saw in that statement, like, they want to sell this team by the end of 2024 or early 2025. In part, I'm sure, for some of the reasons I articulated. Like, you don't want to be on the hook for that tax bill when it comes at the end of next season, and certainly not the one after that. But I don't know specifically who would be in the mix, just that I've had enough people kind of metaphorically tap me on the shoulder and say, watch out for some of these casino groups that could come in and try to make a splash.
Very, very, very interesting stuff from Chris Mannix. If you missed any of it, go to our YouTube page. Subscribe, WEEI. Check out the Jones and Mego interviews. We talked to Ray Kroft earlier today. We just talked to Chris Mannix. He hasn't heard anything about the Fenway Sports Group.
Hallelujah!
He said yet.
Yet, that's true. But he has metaphorically been tapped by multiple people throughout the league. Keep an eye on a casino magnet. And he seems to be looking at the Encore and the Wynn Group, which makes sense. And even if it's not Steve Wynn or the Wynn family or whomever, even if that's the case, maybe Wynn's looking to sell that space of land. Or that casino in the land across from it where they're talking about building the soccer stadium in Everett. John in the car called about this earlier. And so maybe there's a larger sale. Or maybe it's not all at once. I mean, maybe we're just thinking about all of this in one swoop, that it would all happen at one time. Maybe the casino group comes in. They say, look, we know Wynn's going to sell this thing in the next 5 years. So let's buy the team now. In 5 years, we'll be ready to get a new arena going out at the Encore. And maybe it's a longer-term plan, in other words. Like, casino money bought the Mavs. The Mavs haven't moved to Vegas yet. They're not playing in a casino yet, but that's probably where it's all going. If gambling gets legalized in Texas, sports gambling gets legalized in Texas, then maybe you'll see it there. Or maybe if they can't get it legalized, they're going to move the thing to Vegas. And so, you know, maybe the Celtics would be a longer range plan, similar to, again, the Cuban sale with the Adelson estate.
Just thinking about it that way and how strategic that would be, is it possible that we're thinking about it the wrong way?
Probably. Very likely with us,
months and months back, somebody maybe brought forward an idea to the ownership groups saying...
You asked this at like 220. You're like, is it possible they already have a deal in place? I'm like, yeah.
Well, not even that, but that they were pitched on this.
Yeah, right. Like, hey,
so
we want to buy the Celtics. What's it going to take?
What's tripping me up is the language in the first part of the Celtics statement, which is this is about estate and planning and family planning.
Yeah, well...
And it's like, okay.
Isn't it better to
just... I don't
think
they said family planning. That's a different thing.
Isn't it better to say that than we just want money?
I guess.
You know, so it's like, yeah, it's a state plan. No one knows anything about anybody. Right. So stay aware. How are we ever going to have any info
personal
on that? Right. And so it keeps you away. It's a strategic line to keep you away. It's not wrong. It's not a lie. Of course, it has to do with your estate planning. You're going to sell the team for billions of dollars. Of course, it has to do with your estate. But it's now kind of shrouded in an area where, right, it's personal and you don't want to ask too much or pry too much. What's going on with Wick's old man? We don't know.
Yeah, and usually when you hear stuff like that about estate planning, it's because they want to give it to their kids and the kids don't want it. You know, like that's like with the Broncos. Remember, they gave it to the kids and the kids didn't want it, and there was a whole thing there.
Did they not want it, or could they not agree?
I thought some of them did, but it was a whole thing. But like in this case, it doesn't seem like that's what we're talking about. It doesn't seem like that's the main thing. There's not some, unless it's been kept very well under wraps and no one's heard anything about it, it doesn't seem like there's some big family problem.
But Mego, to answer your question, yeah, maybe they were just approached and it's like, wow, we never thought we'd get this number. This is our number,
and
we got it.
This is the time. We're looking around.
So for sure.
Everything's good here right now, but that doesn't mean it will be 5 to 10 years from now.
So you can jump in on this. Keith, by the way, has a full tang, full program. Who's he with? I tweeted it out. Who's he with tonight? Is it Fitzy? Is it Hart? I should know this off the top of my head.
Terp's on. Terp is going to discuss the news with Wick. And I think Lucy Burge from BetQL, I saw, was also on Twitter.
Yeah, so they'll be joining. You're right.
All
right.
Super recently.
No, you're right.
Yeah, he's got
Terp,
big staff.
Lucy, full four-hour show. You can jump in, 617-779-7937.
Wick, we have Steve Wynn on line one. He's interested in buying the team. We have Steve Winwood on line two, who wants a residency over at the Garden.
I like who was
I go
the big,
see, I go see Winwood.
Who's the big Steve Winwood fan on was it Dennis?
Dennis.
Dennis on Always Sunny was the big Steve Winwood.
Sure. This is yacht rock. This is real music. Boaty music.
Hey Bumblebee. Bumblebee, I got an album for you. Let's get to Megsplaining with Megan Adelina.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
If you've been watching Twitch and you've caught me yawn a little bit, it's because I was on... I had the brilliant idea to take...
Because
I'm bored. It's because this show's so boring
no
and
news
I hate
today.
It. It's because I took a red-eye flight last night, and it got delayed, so it was even later than it was supposed to be. Coming back from California, I was out there for my brother's wedding. It was awesome. Great time. Very happy I got to take a little time off last week and be there for that. But I was looking around the plane, and I was thinking about even though my plane was delayed and all the TVs were broken, which was kind of disappointing, but forced me to try to sleep. Oh. What?
Did you have to raw dog the flight?
Yeah, are you,
do you know what that is?
Are you aware of this?
Do you know what raw-dogging a flight is?
I saw the highlight.
Yeah. We did an entire segment. This was Meg explaining.
I always have backup.
Okay.
Like, I always have stuff downloaded on my phone in case this is the scenario.
So you used protection as well?
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Family planning.
You didn't bareback the flight.
No.
Barebacking means no bathroom breaks. That's even worse. But anyway, go on.
There were a couple of these characters on the flight, and I was thinking about this because a red-eye flight there's a very different expectation of your behavior than other flights. Like, you guys, I'm sure, you coming back from California to visit Kat's family, you're taking red-eyes, right?
We've done red-eyes, sure. Yeah. I wouldn't say super often, but I've done it, yeah.
Yeah, and so usually...
Pretty much every flight from school in Colorado was a red-eye.
Yeah, so there's this expectation of, like, it's kind of like being in a quiet car on a train, and they turn the lights down, and I have made a list of the worst people on the red-eye flights.
Oh, good.
Okay, so do you want to hear them?
Yeah, should just be Arcan, by the way. But yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm asleep. You don't notice me.
Yeah. Okay, so number 5, this was me, and it was also somebody at the gate. So both of us were probably wrong in one way or another, but I'm the one who's more wrong, and I know it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really more to all flights. I got popped by the hyper-vigilant gate attendant with my bag. So I had the carry-on, and she, like, stopped me.
Uh-huh.
When I was about to go on, you know, I had like a half roller.
Yep.
Not a full roller, but a little half one. And
sure.
She was like, can you see if that fits in this little sizer?
Mm-hmm.
And no bag ever fits in that. Like, unless it's a woman's purse, no bag, no roller bag has ever fit in one of those sizers, JetBlue.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, there's no way. And I take it. Of course, I just sit it. It's just sitting on top of it. And I'm like, I don't know. Can I try it on the plane? And she was like, if it doesn't fit in the sizer, it doesn't go on the plane. You can check it. And I was like, fine, whatever. I don't know.
So it goes on the plane.
Start a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, she was like, it doesn't go above. So I'm not great for that. But also, once I'm getting on to the plane, I'm looking.
It's 100% you. It's not her.
I'm looking at everybody else's bags, and they're all these big fat roller bags, and everybody's just like shoving them up in there.
Okay. Well, how far?
I got singled out because I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, maybe.
Other people were walking by, like hiding their bags.
Or maybe because were you like later onto the plane, and they're like, look, we're running out of space. We got to start telling people we can't do it.
I was in the second boarding group.
Oh, okay, so never mind. I'll take that back.
Yeah, no. It's just because, like, I know this bag is borderline. I've always gotten it on a plane. But what I do is I put it to the side of my body.
You're
so
profiled.
You can't
really she needs all this. She needs all this stuff in her bag. That's why that bag's so full.
She said I got popped at the gate. I was like, oh. With what, Meg?
With a big bag.
Bag of cocaine.
Let's keep this moving. Number 4, the person who just made a best friend at takeoff.
Oh.
That is not supposed to happen on the red eye. I understand if you're like, you're on a fun flight. You're going to Miami. And then everybody's going to the Florida Keys. Like, this is 10:30 at night. Everyone's
some people
tired.
Find their girlfriends that way, Mego. You know, you should you shouldn't be so
that. Yeah, what if they're hitting it off?
I don't care. Like, meet at the airport bar. Don't meet there. It's so annoying. Then they chat. Like, everybody else is trying to sleep.
On the plane?
Hey, Tush, nice balloon art.
On the plane or in the airport? What's your issue?
On the plane.
Got it.
Once we're on the plane and the lights are down low and people are trying to, like, you know, they're
it's
putting their
the
little
sexiest.
Blankets
yeah,
over them.
Exactly.
Okay. Number 3, I
so
call this...
You can't talk? There's no talking allowed on a red eye? Is this
you
what you're telling me?
You don't have a loud chatting conversation with
loud,
the stranger
okay,
next
loud
to
loud chatting, I'll agree with. Yeah.
There, I had this situation once on a red eye back from Vegas, and I was going for work. It was awful. And on the way back, there were two guys just talking about their DJ careers for like 2 hours to the point that another guy on the plane had to tell them to shut up.
Got it.
Number three.
We'll call it Jones and Arkin.
Number three, I call this the Russell Wilson, the person who walks up and down the aisle nonstop because they're like worried about their circulation or something. Yep. I'm sorry, like you're probably wearing special socks already and it's a real thing for you, but it's just very alarming and distracting and it just bothers everybody. And if somebody actually has to get up to get a snack or go to the bathroom, then it's like the awkward little aisle
sneak
dance.
Around him. So are you just a light sleeper? This sounds like these are all issues with just being
really
a light sleeper. Yeah, that's what this sounds like.
Okay, these are
because I'd sleep through the person pacing up and down. I'd probably sleep through people talking. Like neither of those would bother me.
I'm asleep before the announcements.
Yeah,
start,
especially with headphones on, I'm not even going to hear
gifted,
these people.
Though. Yeah. That's you're like a gifted flyer that way. These are the two major ones.
Okay.
Number two, the person who brings the infant on the red eye.
Yeah, I mean, that's I've been not on a red eye, but I brought Lucas when he was probably 10 months old. We flew to St. Louis and it was terrible. It was awful being that parent and it was awful for the rest of the plane. And I've been there. Red eye is different. But like, I don't know, you're flying your family cross country. You're probably looking for a cheap flight.
I get it. Like, and that's where I'm going, okay, I'm trying to tell myself maybe one of them has to be at work tomorrow. Like they can't miss this. So they have to go back. This kid on the plane couldn't have been more than 7 months. And was screaming.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It probably is affecting his ear pressure and everything. Mm-hmm. Screaming for 6 hours.
Yeah, we were very lucky we were flying to St. Louis and not back to Boston. I've said this many times when Lucas had the type of reaction on the flight he did. Because if we were coming back to Boston, we would have gotten murdered. But going to St. Louis, people were understanding to a degree. Have you flown with George yet?
Yes.
How old was he when you first
flew? He was, the first flight we did was in February. He was two. Oh, he hadn't turned two yet, but he was almost two.
Such. I think that's a good age.
That
to
was
fly.
The first
I think
flight,
that's fine.
And he was fine. He didn't have any problems.
Infant's like a
this
nightmare.
Is infant.
Yeah.
And it's just like then I feel bad because I know it's worse for the parents, but it's also really bad for everybody sitting around. Like this is screaming.
Yeah, no one likes it. Yeah.
This happened to me. This is a true story. I was on a flight next to a screaming baby, and I slept through the whole thing. And when I got to pick up my bag, people were like, "Were you the guy that was sitting next to that baby that was crying?" And I was like, "I don't know. There was a baby next to me. I don't know if it was crying."
Welcome to Cindy's life.
And they're like, "That baby kept the entire flight up, and everybody noticed that you were sleeping the whole time. Like everybody was shocked.
Like, what is wrong with that guy?
Were you deaf? Yeah.
No,
happened?
I'm a sound sleeper. And I can sleep on a plane
is
like
a sneaky dead person next to this baby. What's going on?
Yeah. I can go like full comatose.
Somebody poke him. Make sure he's alive.
People like were shaking my hand. They're like, "How did you do that?
Put your hand under his nostrils."
We know what this is.
What?
The woman who stood at the front of the plane and said,
"You're not real." It was about Arkan.
He's not real. Maybe. It's about Arkan sleeping next to the crying baby.
That nailed it. Yeah, that could
and she
been.
Was right.
We've answered.
This is the number one. This is the number one because I understand kids. Sometimes it's the only way that you can fly. Whatever. The person who has their overhead light on the red eye flight is a psychopath and an a-hole.
Why?
The overhead light?
What are they reading? You're a book reader. What do you do? What
I read
reading?
On my little Kindle. It has a very dim backlight. And I also am trying to sleep. I felt so bad for this woman who is sitting next to this guy who had the light on. And you know what he was doing the whole time? Anytime I woke up and I looked over.
Watching
porn. I was like, why is that light on? He was doing something on his phone. Scrolling on his phone. I'm like, dude, your phone is already lit up. Okay, why do you have the light on?
That's fine.
It's not like you're sitting there like reading documents.
I like a nice newspaper on a flight, Arkan. Kat yells at me for it. I like to get it. I like to get there early. I like to get myself a newspaper. I like to get a coffee.
So
I like to do that.
So you open the newspaper next to the person?
I'll fold it down. I don't read it. Who reads a newspaper like this? I'll fold it down. And so I'll be
people in old cartoons.
I'll be in my space. But what if it's like 10 p.m.? I want to read my USA Today or something like that. I'm not allowed to do that because it's a red eye flight. On a phone,
you
I get
should
it.
Not. This is what I'm talking about. There's different expectations. Everybody around you is trying to sleep.
So what?
Because
shut
it's
your
like
eyes, then you can't
the
see
morning.
The light. Shut your eyes.
Oh, because a big glaring light is never a
so
problem
I can't,
for people. Trying
I can't
to sleep.
Talk and I can't sit there and read. I'm not allowed to do any of these things on a flight with you.
Yeah, exactly.
That both are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I can't wait till we take our first work trip.
You guys, honestly, you can do anything.
But
I won't notice anything. You can have all the lights
that
on.
There is not real.
Triples his breast. All the lights. You can be reading. You can be yelling and screaming.
It's
I won't notice. I will not notice.
It's mean. Don't do it.
Did we just
you
get more?
Turn that light off.
Did we just get more breaking news?
You're kidding.
Or is the Twitch chat joking?
No, I think the Twitch chat's just.
That's a joke. Okay, I thought maybe we had more breaking news.
No, you're not getting breaking news from the Twitch.
No, we have breaking news.
It is.
News.
We
do have breaking news.
We do.
Oh, sorry, oh Twitch chat.
Arkan, you want to take this?
Sure. Should we hit the button?
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, I'm seeing this from Chris Haynes, the senior.
Shams has it as well.
Okay, oh a couple of people have it. Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum have reached an agreement on a five-year, $315 million Supermax extension with a player option, the largest contract in NBA history. And Wick Grosbeck's not going to see any of it. he's going to be out of town.
Wick just agrees. Wick agrees, lights a match, and walks away. He's like, oh, yeah, $300 million? Whatever.
This is like the final day of the presidency where he just signs like 50 laws.
He's like pardoning everyone.
That's true. That's exactly what it's like. I was going to say it's like my wife with the credit card. It's just like, it's not even real money to her. She's just like, oh, whatever. Just spend. That's what Wick's doing right now. There's no bills ever going to come due. Yeah, sure. Tatum, what? You want $400 million? $500 million? Take it. And I know these are all predetermined per the CBA.
Can Jason Tatum buy his own team?
Not yet.
No.
But he's probably on his way. Jason Tatum finalizing a five-year, $314 million super maximum contract is how Shams wrote it. I guess that makes sense.
A little extra.
Who calls it the super maximum?
I mean, you got all those characters to fill up.
Maybe it was his autofill.
That's what intellectuals call the supermax.
Largest
actually
deal
the supermaximum
in NBA history. So what a news day. In all
this
seriousness.
This is unbelievable, yeah.
I was a little nervous the Bruins weren't going to do anything to start the day. I'm like, hopefully they do something so we have something to talk about. They signed Lindholm and Zadorov right out of the chute. Like, boom, right away. Signed right afternoon. It's like, awesome. Wow, we got something to talk about today. This is great. News comes down. Derek White gets an extension. I'm like, oh, okay, add that to the list. Out of left field, Wick is selling the team, which is crazy. We spent all day talking about it, dominated most of today's show. And now Tatum also has the Supermax. And by the way, we have a mistrial in the Karen Reed case. Mm-hmm. So it's going to go down legitimately in Boston as a historic news day. Mostly for sports, but not only because of sports.
Because also, of Megsplaining.
That's true.
And we named the first, the five worst flyers on Red Eye. So what a banner day.
And the biggest news, Danton Heinen now signing with the Canucks.
It's true. DeBrusque.
Can't leave that out.
DeBrusque gone. Grizzlick gone. Heinen gone. What a day. And you experienced it.
News.
On Jones and Mega with Arcan here on WEEI. Let's get to some picks for tonight. Next in Bet Roulette.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.